got three albums, three studio albums with Alter Bridge. This was around the same time that after the third album with Creed that things started to kind of go awry. How do you feel after the third album with Alter Bridge compared to how you felt after the third album with Creed the first time around?
Gosh, it feels like a whole nother lifetime. It seems like it's been so long. You know, it's I felt like a kid after the end of the third Creed record. Now I think I guess we've all matured a bit, and I feel just more like an older person, I guess.
So how do you think you've changed from, you know, 10 years ago from now, first musically and then as a person?
Well, I hopefully have grown musically. You know, I practice as much as I can, and I'm always trying to become better. I think I'm more experienced now, and I've learned how to organize my thoughts a little better, and make my practice sessions more streamlined. So hopefully I've learned to, you know, make smaller circles, as they say.
Okay, let's talk about your solo project a little bit. You mentioned before that you had a lot of material that you never thought would see the light of day, but I mean, you're singing on this, which is something that a lot of people, you know, aren't used to. How did that all come about, and are you comfortable singing? Like, what should we expect?
Yeah, no, I've been a songwriter since I was pretty much 11 or 12 years old. I've been trying to write songs since then, and I think just all those years of singing and for the first most of my life, not thinking I had a good enough voice to be a singer. I think you just develop it. It's something you don't get good at unless you keep on doing it. Eventually, when we started Alter Bridge, you know, that was a question. Some people asked me, is this next band, are you going to sing? And I just definitely wasn't good enough to be a singer at the time. And now I feel like I can tackle it.
How is the creative process different from, you know, Creed to Alter Bridge? I know it kind of consists of the same members for the most part, but there's, you know, that big difference with the vocalist. So how is it different?
Well, in both bands, it's the same kind of process where we'll sit down, either with me or Scott or me and Miles, sit down with ideas and cherry pick the best ideas to go forward with. And then the difference between Scott and Miles is a seasoned guitar player, so he'll have riffs as well as melody ideas, and with Scott, you know, basically start with riffs or stuff that I've written, and we'll work on melodies together, or he'll run with his own, or I'll come with melodies that I've already written, and then he'll make them his own and finish the lyrics around them. Both those guys have been the main, melody is one of my favorite things to work on, so I'll a lot of times present a melody with kind of scratch lyrics, and those guys will be the ones to kind of hone in on the final lyrics.
Okay, so who inspires you? I mean, a lot of people that are familiar with your work from Creed, you know, from Weathered and all the early stuff, they remember these, like, really kick-ass guitar solos, and then when you moved on to Alter Bridge, it was a little grittier, a little tougher, but still, those amazing guitar solos. So who inspires you? Who is the person that you listen to that you said, wow, this six string piece of wood, like, this is something for me?
There's hundreds of guitar players that I've really gotten into over the years. I think when I was young, I wanted to play fast and heavy, my roots are in the rhythms of speed metal, stuff like Metallica, Megadeth, Testament, Exodus, that kind of whole vibe, and that's what got my down picking as pretty much my most solid technique, I think, in my comfort zone. And then as I grew up, I got into instructional DVDs by guys like Paul Gilbert, and that really helped me develop my lead picking. And Troy Stetton, I bought a lot of his books, Vinnie Moore, even Yngwie Malmsteen for a little bit, Joe Satriani, Steve Vai. And then as I grew up, after I got all the technique, some of those techniques down, I got into more bluesy players. I jumped into Stevie Ray Vaughan for a while, and he is probably my favorite guitar player of all time now. And then guys like Robin Ford, Audley Freed, Warren Haynes, or are kind of what excite me at the moment.
Has your gear changed over the years? Is there anything new that you've picked up recently that you're trying to like implement into your gig?
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to my friends, they all know me as pretty much a gear fanatic. I'm addicted to getting new gear and mostly amplifiers. You know, with guitars, I've got my PRS signature model, which is my go-to favorite guitar of all time. If it's not a PRS I'm playing it at home, I sometimes would play a Fender Stratocaster or a Fender Telecaster. That's probably my second favorite, because they do two totally different things. As far as amplifiers, my first amplifier was a Crate back in junior high school, and I thought it was the best thing in the world until I really learned, you know, over the years about tone and started getting into Mesa Boogie rectifiers for that big rhythm, crushing rhythm tone, and then started coupling it with a Bogner Ubershaw, which I think gives it a little more cushion, but still that big ballsy sound. And it took me a long time to find a good lead tone, because I was going for two different things. I didn't realize that I was going for two different things. You know, I just like all young kids, you start with that scooped tone, and you don't realize that when you're going for a lead tone, you have to really have those mids really have helped your lead tone, kind of the low end and boosting your mids. And amps that really excelled at that were amps that I didn't buy until I was older, which is right now I'm using a Two Rock Custom Signature Reverb, which is a beautiful sounding amp. I'm in the process of getting some other amps made by Brandon at Bluto Tone that I'm really excited about, that are kind of dumbbell based sounding amplifiers. You know, I've got a Kornford RK100 that I'll probably track all my leads with here for my solo record, and I did a lot of the rhythms with that as well. But I'm kind of all over the place. I like different combinations of speaker cabinets for mostly at home, and live I use just 4x12 post back cabinets, but at home, you know, I'm all over the place with two 12 open back, 4/12 open back, 4/12 close back. I always try to experiment.
Okay, speaking of, I mean, all over the place, I mean, you're a lead guitarist in two great bands, and you've got the solo project. When do you sleep? What's your day-to-day, you know, musical diet like?
When I'm at home, I'm dad from 7 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock and when they go to sleep, and then I sit down and try and get work done when I can at night, but I'm tracking right now, so in about a half an hour, I'll have everybody show up to start tracking, and I'll track vocals for only, you know, 2 or 3 hours, because my voice can only handle so much, and then Eric, the other guitar player in the band, will start tracking some of his rhythm guitars today, and I'll just kind of pop in and out and play with the kids, you know. It's good, because I'm recording my album in my house, so it's not like I have to be away from my family when I'm working.
That kind of like bring it all together, like the best of both worlds, or is that kind of like, you know, hey kids, watch out, I'm tracking, like how does that work?
No, I love spending time with my kids, you know, it's as much as they're interested in coming in and sitting there and watching, I enjoy it for them to share in the experience. They just are probably more interested in playing with cars and stuff at this point.
Do you think you have any future musicians on your hands?
I did at first. My oldest son played drums very well from a very young age. People would come over and were shocked that he could keep a rhythm. You know, when he was 4 or 5 years old, he had, you know, the whole Blue Man Group routine down. He was impressive. And then I bought him a really nice little Yamaha drum set, and he stopped playing it. So I got to get him back into it.
Are you even thinking at this point about, you know, your legacy? I know it's a little young to say, but I mean, you're starting to accumulate a large body of work, and especially like with your solo album that you're working on. Like, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you want to stand out the most?
I think as a songwriter, you know, I think it's one thing I like about doing the solo project stuff is I think I wouldn't want to just be remembered as a guitar player. I, you know, guy who wrote all these songs, because that's what I put most of my time and effort into. It's all the guitar soloing and all that stuff is kind of my job in the band is being a lead guitar player, but what I'm spending most of my time on is writing these original ideas for these songs.